Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kalb, and today I'm pleased to have back as my guest Michael Murphy, who is the producer and director of Why in the World Are They Spraying? We had interviewed Michael previously on his first movie, What in the World Are They Spraying? And this is a continuation of the topic of chemtrails. And today we hope to address why in the world are they spraying. Welcome, Michael.
Oh, good morning, Dr. Kolb. Thank you so much for addressing what those of us who have been researching this issue is the most important issue that we will have to face. So thank you.
Yes, we have on your trailer that I was watching on YouTube, you bring up the question of, in order to understand this entire issue, we need to ask the question of why.
Well, we absolutely do. And the first film was very instrumental in waking people up to this issue. Over 10 million people saw the film, partly because of the film. Now we have worldwide movements and ordinances which are being established to address the chemtrail geoengineering issue. And we really covered the human health and ecological destruction that's ongoing due to these dangerous programs and in the aerosol spraying that we see so commonly in our skies, both of most regions in the world. But many people were asking, why is this happening? We see it's happening. The tests and the consequences associated with geoengineering are occurring all around the world. What we're finding in rain matches geoengineers' plans of spraying 10 to 20 million tons of toxic aluminum and other toxins into our sky. And they match a number of geoengineering patents, which have actually been designed to spray those chemicals into our sky. So what we have found are a number of agendas associated with these programs. Of course, geoengineers are stating that by spraying these chemicals into our sky, they will block the sun and reflect the sunlight back into space. But since we released the first film, a number of studies have surfaced indicating that spraying aerosols, as discussed, will temporarily create regional cooling during heavy spray days or during a day when it's typically hot. You'll see the planes go up spraying the aerosols, which look like contrails, but they don't dissipate, and the temperature will drop between 7 to 15 degrees. But there's a flip side to this, because regionally, the cooling does occur. The sunlight gets reflected back up into space, but in the nighttime, those aerosols actually act as a blanket. They trap heat, and we've seen a steady increase in nighttime highs since they've really ramped up these programs. It looks like they went into full-scale deployment back in the mid to late 1990s. So, again, the question is, what is this about? What is this about? Well, it's about many things. Many agendas can be achieved by putting these chemicals into our sky. But it looks like the number one agenda is the corporatization of our weather or weather control. So by putting these aerosols up into our sky, these corporations have the ability to control our weather, direct where rain goes, direct where which regions get droughts, and we found that there's a huge, huge number of corporations that directly benefit both monetarily and then also politically from these programs. So it's deeply concerning. And, God, the ecological damage, the human health damage that this is occurring, all at the expense of the select group of criminals who are consolidating all this monetary and political power into the hands of the few. So it's an issue that needs to be addressed, and we have to fight to save our Mother Earth.
It seems that with many of the issues that we're dealing with now, the maxim, follow the money, is one of the smartest ways to start your investigation into something. And I think that's what you've done in Why in the World Are They Spraying, that led you to that. Is that correct? Just follow the money? Who's making the money where?
That's absolutely the approach that we're taking. So, we found that weather control is very beneficial for our military. There's actually a military document that we covered in What in the World Are They Spraying? and it's called Owning the Weather by 2025. That expressed interest of our military. And according to meteorologist Scott Stevens, aerosols are needed in our sky to manipulate and to control our weather, which I'll talk about a little bit later. But there are many strategic advantages on the battlefield and militarily for this. So it's definitely an interest, and this technology has been around for a number of years. But if you can control the weather in a certain region when and you're a military attacking that region, you can tremendously have a battlefield advantage. But what we have found is the corporate agenda, which is the military agenda, because our military is controlled by the corporate interest, is just astronomical. But perhaps, did you want me to discuss what we found in terms of how the aerosols relate to the weather control, to the corporatization, or do you want me to go right into who benefits and how they benefit?
Probably the first one.
Okay.
And
well,
the other. We've got an hour, so.
Okay. Well, what we found in the first film, scientists started noticing. I think it's best if we start with this. Scientists started noticing up in the area of Mount Shasta, which typically has an acidic soil, they noticed that the pH of that soil was changing very dramatically from an acidic soil to an alkaline soil. We're talking about profound changes anywhere between 10 to 12 times the normal alkalinity, up as high as 20 times the pH of the normal soil. And because soil pH changes will destroy plant life, organic foods that require an acidic soil, that's exactly what they were seeing, and that's exactly what they are seeing. We're having a fallout, a collapse of our ecosystems, of natural organic foods, and of our forest. So they began wondering what the source was. At the same time, noticed that their typically blue skies in that area were changing from these trails that were emitted from aircraft. They were sprayed out of the aircraft, and they did not dissipate like they did 20, 25 years ago. They actually spread out and completely blocked the sun. So they started testing rain. Rain's a very good indicator of atmospheric contamination. And what they found was just really shocking. Aluminum, massive amounts of aluminum, barium, and strontium. In some tests, those levels increased by over 50,000 percentage points. There was a correlation between the trails and the high levels of aluminum, barium, and strontium, and those metals match what geoengineers deny they're spraying, but just say that right now that they're proposing spraying these substances. Of course, there were a number of geoengineering patents designed to specifically spray these toxins into our sky for geoengineering or solar radiation management, which they're now, in what looks like an attempt to confuse people, calling it climate remediation. Those oxides will change a soil pH from alkaline, from acidic to alkaline. So since the first film, and we just covered a couple of tests, people from around the world who have been noticing these trails and becoming concerned about this issue started taking rain tests. Around the world, they are finding this chemtrail geoengineering footprint or fingerprint of aluminum, barium, and strontium, and then some other metals. So again, the ecological fallout is just drastic. It's in the rain. It gets into the soil. When it gets into the soil, a lot of plant life has root systems that will shut down when bioavailable aluminum is introduced to it, and it's a very slow and painful death for plant life because they will not get their nutrients. They eventually die. And human health, of course, these are nanoparticulates, very small. And as you know, Dr. Kolb, our bodies naturally have defense mechanisms which will protect us from inhaling particulates. These are so small, they go right through the lungs and right past our blood-brain barrier. And as you know, and probably you'd be better speaking about this, but aluminum is very toxic. It's been linked to a number of neurological illnesses. It's been linked to Alzheimer's. A physician who we interviewed for the first film said that it's accumulative, so it will compromise the immune system, leading to a number of other illnesses. Barium compromises our immune system, leads to high blood pressure, which can lead to an increase in strokes and heart attacks. Strontium is carcinogen. And we're inhaling these on a daily basis. And it's important to note these substances are not only showing up in our rain. Now people around the world have started to get blood tests. And blood tests are revealing the same chemtrail geoengineering panel of aluminobarium and strontium toxicity. A group of several people in Mojave County tested for what was considered to be over 1,000 times the normal amounts of barium, or the level that's considered to be elevated of barium in the blood. And a number of health concerns arise out of this issue, and we're seeing that. We're seeing emergency rooms being packed. Respiratory mortality went from number 8 down to number 3 in a 6-year period. And people are starting to question, which is good. But a long, drawn-out answer, but how do these particulates relate to weather control? Well, again, geoengineers state that aluminum is highly reflective. It's very light, so they can disperse it in our atmosphere. It will stay afloat and actually reflect the sunlight back. But remember, studies indicate that warming of the planet will occur, which is actually happening. This is exacerbating global warming. So what's going on? Why is this being done? Well, keep in mind, aluminum, while it's very reflective, it's also a very effective conductor in our sky. And by dispersing this in certain regions, it gives these corporations the ability to, through the HARP system or other technologies, to actually heat up this metal particulate. And what does a heating atmosphere do? It rises. And through the rising of the atmosphere, a low-pressure vacuum is created, and it gives these corporations the ability to steer storms into certain regions. What also occurs from the other aerosols, I went to an aerosol research conference back in October, and I spoke with several scientists and professors, and they all told me that aerosols affect the way that clouds condense and nucleate. So by putting different aerosols onto a cloud, you can actually dissipate a cloud, or you can actually build a cloud and move that moisture into other areas. All of them told me that geoengineering could be used to corporatize and to control our weather. So it's a deep concern, but if we look at the corporate and the political agenda with this, we already covered the military, a ton of corporations benefit from this. We just interviewed Barb Peterson of FarmWars, who's studying this and studying the genetically modified seed agenda. And what she found was there was a direct correlation between specifically Monsanto and weather disasters. So let's say you're Monsanto and you want, well, they have a motto that says we want to own everything that grows. How do you convince a farmer to give up their natural organic food supply and plant with these GMO seeds that they have to go back to Monsanto every year? Natural seeds grow their own seeds, and a farmer can essentially be independent. Well, you can't do it unless there's a problem. So we know conclusively that aerosols sterilize our soil. This is not speculation. Our soils are being completely diminished, completely sterilized. As a matter of fact, natural organic foods are in steady decline. I was in Maui, Hawaii for 2.5 months, and we did a lot of filming for the next film. And I interviewed several farmers on Maui 10, 15 years ago. Foods were growing very well. Now, the farmers that I interviewed have seen between a 60 and 70% decline in their ability to get yields. The farm that I was staying at actually built a greenhouse. In the greenhouse that does not get any of that rain or the chemtrail fallout, things are growing well. Outside, they're not growing. They're simply not growing the way that they were. So what happens through the sterilization of our soil alone, farmers are forced to purchase these corporate seeds because they just can't stay afloat. But weather control, weather as a weapon, is a very effective corporate tool. And what we've seen is massive droughts in not only here in America, over 50% of America is in severe drought, but we see drought in many areas overseas. Geoengineers are very open about their programs creating weather disturbances, droughts in certain areas, floods in other areas. But let's say you're Monsanto and you have a country somewhere in Africa, and you want their business, but the country says, listen, We want to remain independent. We want to remain sovereign. We're growing our natural organic seeds. If you control the weather, you can control every food supply and every political system by creating a drought over in that region, which, by the way, is a one of the consequences that geoengineers talk about. They say if we do these programs, which we're doing, there will be droughts in Africa and Asia. How convenient. So anyways, these farmers are losing their crops. They're not able to keep their head above water. And then they're forced, after a year or two, to either sell their farms or go with the GMO seeds. And that's what we see happening. We see a huge consolidation of monetary and political power with these programs. Deep concern, looking at all the health consequences just from genetically modified seeds alone, but inhaling these particulates on a normal basis. And this is the agenda of death. These corporations only can grow from the destruction of natural organic seeds, natural things. So we have, again, this huge consolidation of power by taking away people's ability to live off of God or live off of nature. It's prophesied in every major religion. So it's a deep concern to many of us that we see this going on. But the movement is growing very strong. We have a number of ordinances around the country, now around the world, that are standing up and saying you will not be able to use these programs above our counties, above our states.
Was Hawaii one of the first places to have such ordinances?
Hawaii, Suffolk County, New York, has passed the first part of the resolution banning geoengineering programs. Maui, we have the ordinance written, and it was amazing because in that area, it's a very conscious area. Maui appears to be getting hit very hard, so is Kauai. So we decided that was an area to focus on, not only because Hawaii is beautiful and it's a beautiful way to escape, but we can do very effective work. And in that little island, there are about 90,000 people. It's very predictable in small ecosystem what happens in a larger area. So we started a number of street campaigns, handed out thousands of free DVDs of What in the World Are They Spraying. We encourage people who purchase a copy to make copies and hand out for free. You can go to truthmediaproductions.us to get a copy. But we also handed out several flyers and went to a lot of public events. As a result, that entire island, or most people on that island, are awakened to this issue. And we had some backdoor meetings with the politicians and spoke to them about this in a prudent way, in an effective way, and they became concerned and said, we wanted to support this. The director of health on Maui of Maui County is now going around to various venues speaking about his concerns about geoengineering and chemtrail programs. So anyways, we have public support and political support. We have a sponsor in the county council, and it has to go through the various means to go to vote, but it is in the process. And we have several people around the country now who are interested in starting ordinances in their area, and it's very important that we get these ordinances passed, because while there's this public awareness, there's this awakening going on, geoengineers are now calling for emergency geoengineering and emergency legislation, and it looks like the clock is ticking for them, because, again, there's a mass awakening going on, and they need to get this legislation passed so that they can make these illegal programs legal. And once they have their legislation passed, it will be very, very difficult to address this issue. So it will be very difficult for them if we have various regions, various counties standing up, doing ordinances and making these programs illegal. It will be very difficult for them to come out with these programs. So I think it's one of many very effective methods in addressing this.
I agree. I think that that is, especially with the islands, because, as you said, it's an isolated ecosystem, so you can really see what is happening. It's harder when you have bordering states and bordering counties that may or may not be, you know, being sprayed the same rate. And there's a lot of variables there that people, you know, don't don't consider to be important, so they don't really focus in on this issue of geoengineering is the cause of the droughts and the cause of the, you know, there's other things they can throw in there to explain, so they may not mobilize as quickly. I certainly think that if you study the history of Monsanto, which I have, because I've given some talks at things like the Truth Convention, you see that it is actually the corporate, culture to be very aggressive on multiple fronts and not be very fair or ethical when dealing with the people that or the farmers and the other people in their way. So if you look at what Monsanto's done, you know, the revolving door with the FDA, the going after the farmers legally if some of their seed accidentally contaminated the non-GMO fields. You know, it's just a whole culture of being very aggressive and being very ruthless. So I think people need to look into that because the danger here is that people think that a corporation wouldn't do that, that a corporation wouldn't, or, you know, nobody would go to those lengths to make a profit. And that's the danger, thinking that they wouldn't.
Yeah, I absolutely, you know, made that mistake a number of years ago, and I thought that everybody had the same values as I
right.
do. And typically, one of the things that, because programs are so insidious, because people are dying from them, people are getting sick, and God, the billions and billions of dollars of destruction, the destruction of the family farm, is just immense. And a common comment from those who are unsure about this program is, well, I just can't see how they would do that.
Right.
And I always say to them, Dr. Kolb, I always say to them, perhaps you meant to say, I can't see how I would do that, because
right.
you're a good person,
right.
good values, but do not assume that everybody has good values. And we're talking about the same people who are behind igniting over 1,000 or 10,000 nuclear bombs that rain down very heavy toxins, destroy a lot of our environment, destroy our ecosystems and human health.
Mm-hmm.
And did they think after the 20th one that they needed to do, you know, over 960 more of these bombs? Did they think it was not going to work? These people are not thinking the way that we do. These people are insane. They have very little value for human life. And that's a matter of fact. And unfortunately, these people are the people who are in power. These are the people who are at the upper levels of government. They're clinically described as psychopaths and typically are very well articulated, speak very well, very good at deception. And that's why they rise into these positions. But most people, unfortunately, don't have the discernment to see through this. And that's what we're hoping to do, to make people aware of this, to get people to look up in the sky. Do you notice that our blue skies are gone? Do you notice that our weather is changing? Do you notice that your children have a greater increase of asthma and pulmonary-related illnesses? Mm-hmm. Do you notice that you are not feeling the same during the days when these trails spread out and completely block the sun? Many people complain of your irritability, burning eyes, nausea, headache, and many other things, dry mouth. Aluminum and barium is a desiccant. I typically drink twice as much water because I'm very thirsty on heavy spray days. One of the things that geoengineers are open about the risks with these programs is the destruction of our ozone. NOAA has just reported a significant decline in our ozone in a very, very big ozone hole above the Arctic where they spray just about on a daily basis. This is not sanity. This is not sanity. They're very open that these programs are not a cure from the supposed threat of global warming, but a quick fix band-aid that once they start, they will not, or it will be very difficult to stop. Well, they've started, and it's destroying everything. So it's not a very wise agenda in terms of what they have, but it does give them this enormous amount of power. Geoengineer David Keith made a statement a couple of years ago. He said, geoengineering gives man godlike power. And if you control the weather, you control the planet. It will give you godlike power, and that's what I think he was talking about.
Yeah, I think the public in general doesn't realize the overall agendas. And one of those agendas is population control. So, you know, the average person may say, well, no, they wouldn't do anything to cause massive cancer, or they wouldn't do anything to cause, you know, dementia, if indeed high aluminum levels are linked to that. And the answer is yes, they would, because that fits into another agenda that is also, you know, part of the great plan they have, because it's a lot easier to control the world with less people in it. So, but again, when the crimes are so large in scale, it's hard for regular people to comprehend that there would be a plan of that nature. And then it's delegated to conspiracy theory, and if you believe it, you must be kind of off your rocker, and, you know, all the normal things that people say, you know. And so being part of the majority, by definition, you almost have to be asleep, because if you really realize what's happening, you get kind of outraged about it, and you can't fit in anymore. You just can't fit in.
Absolutely.
Because you talk to people about it, and they back away from you, because they don't want to believe that we live in a world where this agenda is actually on the table.
Well, it's easier to be an ostrich and bury the head in the sand, because when you become aware of these, and these belief systems that you described of not knowing this, just believing it's not happening, is not based on study. It's not based on documentation. There are a number of statements made by these criminals in our upper levels of government, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, about population reduction, which is definitely achieved in part by the use of these programs. Again, it's belief systems, how they view the world, and it's not based on examination. And what we try and encourage people to do is look into this issue, research it, then base your belief system. We find that when people look at the facts, they look at geoengineering, they look at the tests that are now coming around from the world, they come to realize that we have a crisis on our hands and that this is an issue that needs to be addressed. Of course, when you look at this, your life has to change. Like any issue, whether it's drug addiction or a pattern of denial with lies, it can be fear-based. So if people are fearful of this, they tend to deny it, they tend to run. But that will not save us, it will not save the planet, and it certainly is not protecting our children and our other family members. So we do have a crisis on our hands, and I typically tell people some of the things that we discuss can be pretty fearful. These are major changes that are going on. However, I ask people not to look at this in a fearful mode, but to look at it in a faithful mode, realize that we have a grand opportunity on our hands. Yes, we have the future of our planet at hand, and I truly believe, short of nuclear fallout, we have not had a greater issue and greater destruction on the planet because of what we've researched. However, based on that, if we address this with faith and collectively stand up, the human spirit is very powerful. The power of the spoken word in truth is more powerful than any weapon on the planet Earth. So when we stand up, when we address it, we can change the world. And again, if we all collectively stand up, address this, we can get these programs stopped. If we don't stop them, well, it doesn't look like we'll have much of a world left to stand on. And what are we going to leave for our children? So it's something that people absolutely need to look into, need to stand up and address in an effective, prudent manner. And when we do that, we've seen this movement grow quicker than any other movement in the past 2 years, because we provided the documents, we provided facts with this, and people are realizing the gravity of this issue. They're taking action, and that's a good thing. We do have a fighting chance, and we will reclaim and restore our planet, our Earth, our children, and the future for our families. Guaranteed.
What in the world are they spraying? I encourage people to watch that because one of the parts of that is where you're asking questions of people in Congress, and you see them kind of ducking the question and ducking away from you physically, and just hilarious. But you have to understand that the thought that government would be controlling this at the level of the Congress representation, state government, is just not true. I think there's fear in even approaching this issue from a lot of the congressmen. So I think, and congresswomen, I think that what we have to do is create a groundswell of demanding that this be looked at, because obviously from what was shown in the first movie, that Congress is not going to deal with this issue unless absolutely forced to.
You're correct. And in 2001, Congressman Dennis Kucinich specifically addressed this issue when he called for a banning of chemtrails in the Space Preservation Act. That was removed mm-hmm. from that act. I have not had any contact with Dennis. I tried to make contact with him. He hasn't responded to it. This is a taboo topic, and I'll tell you why. Our elected officials in the Congress and in the Senate are representing the interests of the multinational corporations, many of which who benefit from these programs. And if they address it, they will be demonized and they will be out of office. It's happened time and time again.
Well, not
again.
Only that,
however,
they might just be a victim of one of these random plane accidents, because it's well known that HAARP can shoot anything out of the air, you know.
Right. And Dr.
If I was
McNuggets,
a congressperson, I would not take a private aircraft.
No. Well, the interview,
especially if I was standing up against the status quo.
Absolutely. And we interviewed Dr. Nick Begich for the film. His father was killed in a plane crash right before he was going to blow the whistle on some issue. I'm not sure what that was. But it's a game that is not meant for people who are good-natured. It's a game that has a very very dark agenda. But at our local level, and that's why it's so mm-hmm. important not to, again, put our faith and put our energy in these people who hold tremendous positions of power. This is a sovereign issue, meaning we all have to collectively stand up. And counties are very powerful. They have more power than the federal government. Mm-hmm. Much people are misled by that, but they do. And if we address this at the local level, at the county level, getting out to town hall meetings, making people aware of this in mm-hmm. our community, then we can address it at the county level. From county, we can go to state. I just spoke with the state senator yesterday who contacted me, was interested in establishing a similar ordinance. And then we can go up to the upper levels.
Right.
If we go to the top of this pyramid, nothing is going to happen. So collectively, we have to stand up in this localized area to address this issue. When we do, we see many things happening. But I think the number one thing is creating an awareness with this. So get educated. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org. And I hand out free DVDs every day. I've handed out several thousand as a result. My community is aware of this. Many of them, or a lot of them, are taking action. So, again, we encourage anybody who purchases a DVD to make copies and hand out for free. It fills two things that we need, and that's public support on this issue. And then it also helps support the activism that we do. I'm totally supportive. I live a very simple life of DVD sales. So it's a reciprocation. It's supporting our work and then giving people a tool. So, again, go to truthmediaproductions.us to get a copy of the film. And then we also have the trailer for the new film, Why in the World Are They Spraying, that clearly depicts the weather control agenda of these films. It's had a great response. And we need support, so we have pre-orders available, and that will help us. The funding taken from those pre-orders and donations will help us to complete the film. We absolutely need support from the public on this, and you can find out more information on whyangels.info. That's whyangels.info. geoengineering.info, but this is something that we all need to get involved. If you're not able to support us in that capacity, all of my work is also available for free. It's available on YouTube, and you can find my YouTube channel on truthmediaproductions.us. Please send this out to your email list, both films, and please Facebook it. It's the most effective way right now that we have in waking people up.
We also have Noetic Science community groups all across the U.S. We run one here. We've actually had it monthly since 1996, so many of the Noetic Science groups are longstanding, and since they meet usually monthly, they can also, you know, watch your film as part of their meeting. And I think that that group would be a good group to get to. It's a lot of, you know, highly educated people, and researchers and scientists often belong.
Oh, that's very important. And one thing that I forgot to mention, people around the world have been organizing screenings. So I travel quite a bit to talk at screenings, and it's a very effective way to get community together, address this issue, and then come up with a game plan for your localized area. So, again, something happens when people get together in person and look at this and address it. So if you'd like more information about that, go to coalitionagainstgeoengineering.org, and we have info about how to go ahead and do a free screening. I would never charge any screening for this issue. And if you want me to speak, I can come out. Of course, not. Of course, for free as well. If travel and a couch is provided for, I'm willing to do that. This message absolutely needs to get out.
That's great. So right now you are finishing the film. Why in the world are they spraying? Do you have a release date or a proposed release date for that?
We do. It's August 18th, and there is a conference, Chemtrails Beyond Consciousness, here in Los Angeles that you could go to. On my website, you'll find more information about that, truthmediaproductions.us. That will be our premiere. It's a 1,200-seat auditorium. And we just encourage people in the Los Angeles area or in California to come to the event. But we're also going to be having a webinar, so it will be available worldwide. That will be our release. That will be our premiere. And it's something that we need to become aware of. And I think once you see that the dots do connect, that we really have a crisis on our hands, but, again, also a great opportunity to restore this Earth back to its natural sense. And if I could share one thing that I experienced in kind of an epiphany to what was going on. When I lived on Maui or when I was staying on Maui, it was just an incredible experience because I lived on a natural organic farm, and the people of that farm grew their own food, and they essentially were dependent on natural seeds, sunshine, and rain. And I really believe that's the way that God had created for us to be dependent on nature. Well, what I have found was now it's more difficult for them to get yields. And in destroying our ability to grow natural organic foods, we have to go to these seeds. So what is happening, it's through the genetic modification of natural systems, systems that are dependent on God, these corporations actually usurp the authority of God, bringing it under corporate authority. So if they, a natural organic seed is dependent, again, on sunshine, rain, and that natural system. By genetically modifying it, again, they take away that power from nature, from creation, and they bring it under corporate authority so that corporations and thus man can control it. And again, it's something that has been discussed in every major religion. We see it coming to fruition. We are stewards of this earth, and we, most of us, are children of God, so we need to stand up and address this, and again, restore Mother Earth, restore nature back to its original golden blueprint so that we can continue living on this beautiful, beautiful planet.
And if people aren't familiar with genetically modified food, they need to become familiar because there's a danger that because they're targeting for genetic modification things like soy, corn, alfalfa, you know, just the rice, the basic food groups that not only humans eat but also animals eat, and with very little scientific research, and the scientific research that's there doesn't tend to make you very confident that this is a wise road to go down. It's certainly, then when you take a look at how the revolving door between Monsanto and the FDA allowed the FDA sort of to step back and say it was the company's responsibility to you know, assure safety, and yet Monsanto, I think there was something I read the other day, a corporate statement saying that their job is to generate profits. It's not their job to generate, you know, safety reports. So, you know, you've got definitely a lack of responsibility in this new technology, and a drive for profits that is not healthy at all. And the thing that I think is the scariest is that Whole Foods just about 6 months ago said that they could not guarantee that genetically modified foods weren't on their shelf. And I don't think any health food store can, because the food distribution has become so complicated that that you just simply can't guarantee that and be honest. So therefore, we're eating genetically modified foods and at risk of decreasing our immune system, increasing our allergies, and a whole host of unknown effects in animals and in humans. So researching that will give you a little bit of an idea of what we're talking about here today when we say these corporations are very dark. And I think you just need to educate yourself on what's out there.
And there, without a doubt, is a monetary agenda behind this. That is the means of control that they're using to bring this about. But I'd like to take it a step deeper. This goes beyond money. And again, I'm going to take it to what most major religions, the Hopis, had spoken about in the end times, that there would be this oppressive system which evolves that chooses to be worshipped. And if you look back at our ancestors, when they needed rain, they did rain dances. They prayed to the Great Spirit. They prayed to God, you know, whatever religion it was based on. Well, through the genetic modification, this is an agenda to, again, usurp the authority of God and corporatize every natural system. Why? Well, if a region needs rain, let's say Africa, we'll use Kenya as an example. We know that Monsanto is targeting Kenya at this point. They want to corporatize all of their food supply. And Raytheon controls the rain. Who are they going to call? Well, they're going to call the Beast, this corporate government conglomerate that, again, desperately wants to control everything. So they will have to answer to the system, not the original system that was established on that earth, and that's the natural system, which most of us love and most of us want. So, again, we have a great opportunity to restore our earth, our food, our weather back under the authority of nature, and it's our job. We've been called at this time to speak truth, to bring restoration back to our earth, and that's what I've been called to do. I'm going to continue doing it, hopefully continue encouraging people on a daily basis. And this force is growing. So, again, the more of us that are aware of us that take a stand and start speaking it, maybe your role is handing out one DVD per week. Maybe it's just educating the people at work. Maybe it's just at home or on your block or out to the world, as I've been given the opportunity to do. But fulfill your role in this play, if I could, in this, your role in the world. Because the future of humanity is literally dependent on us. Again, we're at a very vital time, and that's why I'm so happy, Dr. Kolb, for people like you who are willing to stand up, discuss these things, and be part of this restoration process. Some people are afraid to address this issue, and many people, because I've been so vocal about this issue and because of the huge amount of monetary and political power that's consolidated, mm-hmm. they say, aren't you afraid for addressing this? aren't you afraid they might kill you? I said, they already are. I said, I'm breathing this in every
right.
day. These particles fall down. I'm breathing them in. They are killing me. The only concern I have is living in a world where these criminals control natural systems. That is not a world that I want to live in. And I will do what I have to do to speak the truth and to restore this planet, because I'm not willing to live in the latter. And God, our children, at the very least, if you're not concerned, if those listeners would rather go and watch Dancing with the Stars or whatever it may be, please take a look at your children. You've provided them with a lot of tools educationally to give them success in the future. Think about standing up, and again, whatever role you have, whether it's telling five people this week or one people this week, please do your role in this issue to provide for our children. It is so important.
It is, and just, I mean, in terms of not just length of life, but quality of life, aluminum is associated, high levels of aluminum on hair testing is associated with fibromyalgia, which is, you know, now epidemic. Of course, you know, the powers that be say they don't know the cause of fibromyalgia, but we know the cause. It's chemical and biotoxicity. Our planet is becoming very, very toxic, and especially those individuals who don't have the ability to remove toxins, which are often determined by functional pathways that can be measured, those individuals develop fibromyalgia. So basically, detoxification is extremely important, but it's also extremely important for any individual who lives in reach of the chemtrails. We're seeing very high levels of aluminum, barium, and strontium on the hair analysis that we're doing now, and the patients don't have any exposure to these. You know, they don't use aluminum cookware. They didn't have a barium enema. You know, it's coming from the chemtrails. So whether you know it or not, you are being affected by this. And, you know, ask yourself, do you feel as good, you know, now as you did 20 years ago? Or you'd probably have to go before that, because I think, didn't the chemtrails start in the 1980s? I think they started a while ago. But certainly in the 90s, that they were very, very intense. So you've got to go back, and you know, people are going to say it's because you're older. It's not because you're older. It's because we live in a very, very different world with very different toxins than we did, you know, when we were younger.
Yes, and it looks like there's indication that studies have come out that show a significant decline in global dimming. Global dimming, we have had 20% less sunlight reaching the Earth than we did just 10 years ago. NOAA has just reported also a significant increase in specifically stratospheric aerosols. These programs are called stratospheric aerosol geoengineering programs. However, in that study, in the scientists I spoke to, they failed to source the composition of those aerosols and the source of those aerosols. And we know what the source is. We know what the composition is. The contamination is there, period, in hundreds of tests now that have been coming up in both humans and in rain tests.
So drinking the water isn't safe. You know, eating the food is, I mean, you're going to get it when you eat food because it's in the food, and it's in the air when you breathe it. So it's difficult to, you know, avoid it, and we're facing, you know, higher rates of cancer, higher rates of respiratory disease, and they can both be linked to this problem, especially
Absolutely.
If you throw in the genetically modified foods, you know. So,
without a doubt. Dr. Kolb, one thing that I forgot to mention, which we included on the trailer, Bill Gates is a funder. This is public record of geoengineering programs. He's a staunch supporter of this. And he also benefits because, again, these programs destroy our soils. They destroy natural organic foods. Then genetically modified companies come in with their seeds, and they're able to get that market share. Bill Gates is also a large investor in Monsanto. Connect the dots. with this one. And a lot of people think, you know, Bill Gates is some geek who started Microsoft in the garage, which, you know, that probably is true, but a lot of people are unaware of the family line that he came with. His father worked very closely with a woman by the name of Margaret Sanger, who started a project in the inner cities called the Negro Project. And she is on public record stating that we are establishing this project in the inner cities to get, and I quote her, rid of the Negro problem. It was a eugenics project. Today it is called Planned Parenthood. This is for public record as well. Bill Gates comes from a line of eugenicists that believe certain populations, certain individuals need to die, or they believe that there's a population problem and it's their job to support this agenda. So deeply concerning. The dots are connecting. Eugenics programs, population control is definitely achieved from these programs. And again, we need to take a stand. We need to eat natural organic foods, heal ourselves through many of these methods, and then address this outside of our home, inside of our home, and outside of our home. And when we do, and I can assure you this will be an issue, even greater issue in a year, we will make change. We are making change, and we are restoring this planet.
Well, Michael, can you give your contact information one more time and the websites and the YouTube places to send people to for more information on this?
Absolutely. My website, my personal website with other interviews, TV and radio, and some articles that I've written on the issue can be found at truthmediaproductions.us. That's truthmediaproductions.us. And then you can go to my two websites that have a great deal of other information. That's geoengineeringwatch.org, geoengineeringwatch.org, and the Coalition Against Geoengineering. Again, please get educated about this. Support our efforts by buying a copy of the film, duplicating it, handing it out for free. That's a very effective way. And send the videos out to your email list, Facebook, whatever avenues you may have. It's very important that we all get involved.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Michael. I've enjoyed the interview as usual. I also want to remind people that if they Google Temple of Health, what in the world are they spraying, the previous interview will come up, and they can listen to that. That's also a good source of information, along with the websites just given. And everybody be aware this is coming out in August and be ready to distribute it and get the information out, because I think it is very, very important to ask why in the world are they spraying. This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Next week we have Dr. Jacob Tietelbaum, who is one of the world's experts on fibromyalgia, and his book called Real Cause, Real Cures. And then on the 9th, Stephen Lewis with the AIM program. On the 16th, Nick Redford, Keep Out, Top Secret Places Governments Don't Want You to Know About, and we'll have to figure out how that relates to a health show. On the 23rd, we're back with Killer Clothes, how certain, especially genetically modified cotton and other synthetic things can make you have health problems, a very interesting topic. And on the 26th of June, Millennium Healthcare Event, Dr. Mike Greenberg will be presenting the 5 keys to permanent weight loss. Thank you very much, Michael, and please join us next week for Temple of Health Radio Show.